I think that there's so many people that are concerned with who people are sleeping with or who people are fighting with that I think I'm going to just let them have that. Like the Jay Prince thing, I don't have anything to add to that, you know, because to me, you know, Jay Prince is a legend for the things that he put forth with the Ghetto Boys. But since then, I think, you know, he might have, you know, Drake came across their table and, you know, they kind of, let's just say, put Drake in a space where he could make a move. But at the end of the day, you know, we're not talking about Jay Prince in the vein of what he is doing for the music business today.
Right.
The younger generation right now only knows Jay Prince for this. They don't know him for anything that he's done prior.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, mm-hmm. a lot of people in our generation don't even know him. Do you know what I'm saying? They have no clue.
It's an old nigga from Texas.
That's what it's,
Cowboy.
That's what it's beginning to look like. And this is the thing. Young man was killed on some bullshit. So nothing is helping that. None of this is helping that at all. None of this is helping
at all.
His family fighting over money. It's nasty. As you say, it's nasty.
His group mates are fighting over who gets to do a tribute to him or on the Grammys.
Yeah,
there was a lot of that at the Grammys. There was a lot of half groups at the Grammys.
Yo,
with the tribute. First, I noticed De La Soul. It was only Fossa was the only one out there.
Yeah.
With the 50, he was the only one out there. We're Outkast. 3,000 doesn't show up to anything. Cool. Yeah. Scarface came out Dolly without the Ghetto Boy.
Yeah, what you call it had a problem with that. Willie D had an issue with that, I believe.
Well, he should. It was kind of weird. They do a podcast together. They're with each other often. Yeah. So why does one get the call, even if you're not out there? But I think it shined Salt and Pepper. Still can't piece it up with Spinderella just to bring her out just for a little love. But I think the shine, shit, this shit keeps going. I think the shining moment is in that is loyalty of Busta Rhymes to Spliff. He doesn't touch the stage without Spliff.
No, and you know, what's so crazy is what people don't know. You know, Spliff is in remission. He was dealing with cancer not too long ago.
I have no idea. Spliff's energy has always been the same.
Spliff is in remission right now. So this is the thing, you know. From the jump, that team cannot be faded. There's no fading. They don't work out. All right, I'm hanging it up. I'm hanging up my journalistic hat. I don't want to do this anymore.
Because
the truth about it is, I envision the Migos to be like that. I envision the Migos to be a family where, you know, we're going to stick together. Now that I look back, you know, I think about their journey.
Mm.
Their journey was really kind of started, well, mainstream started without Offset, right? The first major record, the first major record that came across to the mainstream, not their start, but their mainstream record, he wasn't out.
What song was that?
He was locked up. Wasn't Versace locked up?
You're right. I forget that.
So now he comes in, comes home. Yeah. Okay, catches up. Right.
Was he home for Fight Night?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
But this is what I come to realize, right? You got three members, two single young dudes. No kids. one dude married 11 kids. I don't know how many kids he got, but mad kids.
Yeah.
Eventually, their lifestyles were going to draw separation within the group. You just can't help that. You can't help it. It's kind of like, and it's not like Offset got one kid, maybe even two. He's got a few kids from a few different situations, right? Yeah. He's got a brand new wife who,
yeah,
who I don't think, and this is the thing, I want to, not that I don't know anything much, but I don't think Cardi is drawing a wedge. I think it's when you just see how a successful solo person can maneuver things, negotiate things, versus a person whose stock is in a group, right? And the thing about it is, we never really learn who we are until we step out on our own. And when you got people in the ear, you know, oh, you know, you this, you know, you really the nicest, and, you know, you can really do this and you can really do that. And then you step out and these other two just go, all right, you know, well, shit, this is my nephew anyway. So fuck it, we just gonna, you know, we gonna keep on pushing. It's, you know, it's almost like, all right, well, you was kind of the semi outside anyway. Like, you was cousin type shit. You know what I mean? Like, me and this nigga, you know, right, been in diapers together. You know, we fuck with you, but so I think it was a couple things. It was the lifestyle of a married man with multiple kids. It's kind of like this. Like, I don't know if he would have been at a bowling alley wee hours in the morning.
Yeah, no.
In Texas, just to beat it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because you already know, me and you both being married people. Yo, what you?
Might be blowing up the phone until we're back in the hotel room.
Yeah,
call me when you're back in the hotel room, right? Yeah.
I mean, you just going to go, like, you. I'm saying, you know, such and such got this going on. There's such, you know, we could be doing this. You, we got to pay. You know how it is. You know how it.
Yeah.
Nah. So the truth be told is, I think that now that I look back, it was almost the inevitable. I just didn't think it would play out the way it played out, and a death. And it's just so weird how things work. The person that was taken was the one dead in the middle, no sides. I'm just here to be here.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it kind of puts everybody on Front Street. But it always goes back to me saying, listen, us as fans, we mistake these niggas for all the way mans. And it don't always be like that. If you think about every one of these groups that we talk about, they mans.
I got one.
Okay, we please.
Kind of the Locks.
They don't count. They're the standard in this shit. They don't count. You know,
they're too thorough.
But also there's two. Their roles are extremely clear. Everybody understands the chain of command. There's no
egoless group. It's an egoless group.
It's an egoless group because we understand these guys been rolling since they were 17, 18, 19 years old. They've been through multiple situations together. They lost a big homie in the beginning. Remember, they could have been scared out their boots from the start of their career.
Right.
But they made it from that. They go over the Rough Riders, right? Which was their home team to begin with.
Yes.
And they succeed there. They go off to have, you know, solo success. But it's an egoless group. Everybody understands Kiss is the man.
Okay.
Styles P, you are next up to bat. Sheik is the greatest. I'm just happy to be here, nigga, that ever. But he's the illest. He's the illest. I'm just happy to be here. Let me clarify.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't disrespect.
Get at me, dog. Like, don't.
Yeah.
Sheik's. Sheik influence is definitely there. Yeah.
No disrespect.
I thought about them when I watched the I wasn't there, but I watched the Mace, Cameron, and Jadakiss at the Apollo concert. Someone had like a nice angle on it on YouTube. Nice. Like,
really?
The whole concert. And everybody's going back and forth and everything like that. But the Lox come out there, all three of them. They all got their set. Jada continues to put his brothers with him. He takes them with him.
Right.
Did Jadakiss dim his light to keep the group together? Could Jadakiss have been a bigger star if he just left them? Or, like, even if they were disgruntled on Bad Boy, if Jadakiss would have been a solo artist on Bad Boy, stayed with Puff during all that turmoil, would Jadakiss be a bigger star? He's top five dead or alive. We're going to discuss that on that list because he's not in the top 10, obviously. But would he have been a bigger star if he would have stayed with Puff? Did he dim his light?
I don't think so. I don't think so. And I don't think so for a few reasons. See, Puff. Oh, man. See, Puff is kind of like the epitome of an employer. Okay? Puff is the epitome of an employer.
Wow.
Strangely, the people that Puff has employed all seem to have left with some sort of gripe, one way or another. Now, you have some, you know, the Carl Thomases who, you know, kind of, this is the thing. There's some people who understand what it's going to be. I felt like Puff is like the owner or the CEO of McDonald's.
Right, corporate.
You could come in here and you can sell more cheeseburgers than anybody in the fucking atmosphere. You still are not going to own a piece of this team. I appreciate all the cheeseburgers you sell. Here's a Rolex watch for your service time.
You might even be employee of the month.
Might even be employee, you know what I'm saying? Get your little picture in the hall.
Yeah, 12 months in a row.
You know what I'm saying? But this is the thing. Him moving over to Rough Riders, these were his managers already. And they were home team. These were people who, this was family that he went home to.
Right.
At Puff, it was and I don't want to say this in a bad, I don't want to say this in a negative light, because I think everybody has the record business fucked up. I think everybody thinks it's never more than what it is. You're an artist. You signed this. Because this is the thing. Puff's bad rap is for the publishing. When you sign to Bad Boy, half of your publishing is gone. Because I am advancing you a certain amount of money. I'm advancing you an opportunity. From there, Puff now, remember who's getting advice from Lee Clive Davis, DeAndre Harrell. He's literally around elites as far as music business is concerned. So what does he do? He says, okay, well, look, I will offer you another X amount of $1,000 for the remainder. Now, young kids, probably not the best of lawyers, or lawyers awarded to them is a whole nother situation. But him going to Rough Rider, it was part of him to be a star player on a, like, coming to the Knicks, and you get a chance to be the star player. What Marbury could have had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What Marbury was supposed to have.
Right.
So, and I also think that is, okay, is any one of Jadakiss's solo efforts more revered than Money, Power, and Respect? Or We Are the Streets?
No.
No. Mm. So, that now, he's had ample opportunity because he was the only one on a major.
Right.
He had the machine of Def Jam. He had the machine of Rough Riders. He had the distribution of, was that Universal? No, Def Jam is Universal. Yeah, he had the whole thing.
But he didn't have that push polish. He had that puff polish on him.
Maybe not. But you got to remember, man, when he walked over to that team, Puff was on his way. Rough Riders wiped the table for a quick second right there.
Clean, yeah.
They was out of here.
Out of here.
When X came, they came through. Dragon came through. Fucking Eve came through. Bad Boy was in a real turmoil state until they got Black Rob together and got G Dep together. Right, it was G Dep literally holding.
They were definitely in a rebuild. They were definitely in a rebuild. They were leaning a little bit more towards the R&B at that point, but
112, yeah, because on one, okay,
it right, just made me think about it. Yeah. 112. You had Carl Thomas. You had
Carl Thomas.
Mario Winans, and everybody rocking over there. Total, can't forget about Total. But I just thought about, you know, it just made me think about that because I watched him on the stage next to Mace. And it was like, y'all literally started together.
Yeah.
And I see Jadakiss's mental health and love of hip hop and
still there.
The game is so much more, so much healthier than Mace is.
So much
every time
healthy.
Mace come out is disgruntled and it's, you know,
so, you know, much healthier.
He kept saying, you're water, I'm wine, and he kept saying, I'm, you know, you're water, I'm wine, and he kept alluding to the point where like he carried Puff for a certain amount of time and everything like that. It's just so jaded and disgruntled, and
yeah,
we're not here to discuss whether that's true or not, but you know, that's just the game, though.
Highly disgruntled. I agree with you that Jadakiss, Styles, and Sheik, their outlook on the business is extremely more healthy than, and guess what? Let me tell you something. Mr. Looch probably made off so much better than than the Maces, than anybody. If you probably was to really get into that paperwork, Sheik Looch is probably way better off. That's why he just fucking smiles. Jada, get on the go right up and go, let me move out the way. Go ahead, Jada. Styles, you net.
Yeah.
Any ad libs? You need my hook? Here you go. I'm going to go back to my wife and my kids.
Yeah. He let them go back and forth. Like, he let Jada and Styles the whole back and forth thing. And then
it's
he just stayed to the side.
It's like, understanding. That is just what you said before.
Who you are.
Egoless and understanding the position that you're in. The reason why Spliff is always going to be okay because he totally understands what's going on here. Spliff has had solo records, never really got a solo album per se, but when that Imperial came out, he got solo. What I mean is he had the opportunity to branch. He got his own Paper Rock now, his own little label that he's trying to work, you know, younger artists and things of that nature on. So his freedom was always there. But he understands this man right here, okay, is going to lead me to the water. The chain of command was never disrupted.
Is Spliff the GOAT hype man? Flavor Flav.
It has to be one or two. They are one or two. I believe Spliff has gone, Spliff has probably touched Well, this is
even
the thing.
Don't outshine the master. If you really think about what a hype man is, the hype man is to shine light on the on the act.
Yes.
I think Flav is gravity. Like, Flav is a sun in itself. He distracts from Chuck D a bit.
And he's attempted to get in the way of the master. Maybe not outshine, but he is a distraction to, he has been a distraction to the situation. Mm-hmm. Spliff Star has never been anything but helpful to the situation. Yeah. Number two, reality TV might have raised Flavor Flav's public awareness for, let's just say, because I'm thinking about this, right? If you took a shorty between the ages of 25, 45, which one would they know? Which one would they be more likely to know? Because that's what matters. Us dudes, us hip hop, we're gonna, you know, we're cloudy. But if I was to just take away the name, and if my wife, for instance, dead smack in the middle of that, if I say, wife, do you know who each one is? She would obviously know who Flavor Flav is. But here's a tricker. It wouldn't probably be for his activity in Public Enemy. It would be for Flavor of Love and looking crazy, but getting bad bitches to be up there looking at.
And the clock.
And the clock. Spliff Star, I think, is royalty to us hip hop legends. So to me, I would have to put him on his hurts. I would have to put him second based on awareness. But that is as of 2023. Mm-hmm. I do believe going forward, another 5 years or so, I believe, if Spliff Star is still touching them stages and still work, he has the great opportunity to surpass him. I can't even, you know what I mean? But to us hip hop heads, I'm going to have to put Spliff first just off of how many more stages he's touched and his efficiency. He was, you know, and I wonder if Flavor was more of a spectacle than a hype man.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Right. But I don't know, GB. That right there, we might have to revisit that in a couple of years and see. Now, what's crazy, GB, is we turn on these microphones for a reason today. It's a lot of shit going on.
Man.
For one, we have Billboard and Vibe. They decided to do a 50 greatest rappers of all time list. Now, we all know that there was going to be discrepancies here. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But they decided to... Kenzie, close the door. Now I have to remember to cut that out. I don't even know where that is, but I got to find that to cut that out.
Start from the top if you want.
Okay. So, Billboard and Vibe decided to do a 50 greatest rappers of all time list. Now, we all know, GB, when it comes to lists, it's kind of a no-win situation. No matter who you put, where you put, something is not going to work for somebody. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What they decided to do was they decided to kind of set like a criteria of sorts of what it takes to, I guess, qualify for this list, right? Let me see if I can find my situation. Where's my shit from last night? One second.
A lot of these lists coming out lately have been really clickbaity.
Of course. They've
been really kind of like trolly. Like they've been this list started off a little rocky. Mm-hmm. But the top 10, not going to say they got it right.
Well, this is the thing. So what they did was they released basically 10 artists a week.
Yeah.
Or every couple of days from, you know, 50 down to 10. Now, the criteria is that if you were born outside of the U.S., basically from there, you're out. Right? You had to be North American born, basically, to be a part of this. Next, they took into account, in not any particular order, body of work, achievements, charting, singles and albums, whether they were gold or platinum certification, cultural impact or influence, how the artist's work kind of fostered the genre's evolution. They factored in longevity, years at the mic, lyrics, storytelling skills, and flow, and of course, vocal prowess. Now,
I get it.
So, you know, they have their reasoning pretty sealed. Them saying that, okay, if you weren't born in the U.S., my only one is if you weren't born in the U.S.
Weird, that, though, right? Wasn't Drake? Me, where was Drake born?
Well, Drake is born in Canada, I guess. I guess they're saying, you know, they're going to find a way.
yeah. Okay. But that's the first person I thought of. Like, all right. But okay.
So, GB, right. I'm going to run down the names 10 through 1. Okay?
Yeah, take your time with them, though.
I got a question for you, pretty much. After I get the one, I want to double back. I just want to read the list straight up. Okay?
Copy.
So, at 10, we're going Nicki Minaj. 9, Snoop Dogg. 8, Drake. 7, Lil Wayne. 6, Big. 5, Eminem. 4, Tupac. 3, Nas. 2, Kendrick Lamar. And number 1, the God MC, he, Jehovah. Now, I have a first question for you, because I have to just start here. Do you have a problem with number 1?
No.
I don't.
Your criteria, their criteria clearly explains why Jay-Z is the number one rapper of all time.
I do not have an issue with number 1, because I believe his cultural impact still to this day, really, really high. Jigga did run the table for a while. He had a very long, long run. You know he's got bars. He's got the numbers.
Yeah.
And it's over a long period of time.
Absolutely. He has classic albums. The body of work is there. How many classic albums does Hope have, you think?
Oh boy, classic albums.
This is where we get a little bit subjective. Like, this is where, you know.
Well, obviously, we're going to start with the first one. Reasonable Doubt is a classic album.
Gotcha.
Okay, we're going to go, let me make sure. We're going to say The Blueprint is obviously a classic album.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Volume 2.
What cover was that?
That was him on the Rose.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll give you that.
Hard Knock Lifetime. Yeah, Volume 2 is Hard Knock Life.
Right.
So, you know, that's Ride or Die, Nigga What, Nigga Who, Money Cash Hoes, week ago. Yeah, right. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
So now, with that being said, those to me are my standout, I would say, classic albums, right? If I had to
bring... Has Jay-Z won a Grammy for Rap Album of the Year? Off the top of your head, I don't. That's where I don't think any album has won Rap Album of the Year.
Performance, rap song. He's won a few. First of all, he's got his hands on a few. Okay. let me start from the rip. From the rip, not for an album. Winner, okay. nominee for 444 didn't win that.
That's kind of why he boycotted, because he kept getting nominated and kept losing, and it was kind of like weird that he kept losing, right? Like it was,
well, right. Well, same thing with Beyonce as well. He's won for songs. Right. He's won for songs, but not an album as a whole.
Okay.
So I will say that the thing about it is, okay, now if I want to step out of the vein of classic, I could talk about albums that kind of disrupted the algorithm for a while. 444 to me disrupted the algorithm. The world stopped for a second, and they had to listen. You know, some people will say, was Kingdom Come? That's when he unretired, the Black Album, you know. So there's toss ups here, but that is, in a gist.
My dark horse in his is in his catalog is American Gangster. Right. It's a personal classic to me.
Okay.
I love the theme. I love everything about that album, packaged, everything. That was a beautiful body of work for me. I would put that in the classic catalog. I could understand who doesn't, but for me personally, that's definitely, strong.
Okay.
That's a strong album in there.
So this is the thing. Me and you both agree Hov is number one. I don't think there's no arguing that. Mm-hmm. I believe, to be honest, let's double back from the beginning. Nicki Minaj at number 10.
Okay.
Do you think Nicki Minaj belongs at number 10 on this whole list of artists that we were given?
If you read me the criteria,
yes,
and for the publication who put it out, I understand.
Well, she scored very big. She scored very big in the eyes of Billboard over her time period. Yeah, she scored major buckets.
She carried female hip hop, and we're gonna say that she ushered in what we can say that we're in right now is maybe the golden era of female hip hop.
You know what, GB? I do not think I can complain there. I think I didn't think of it that way.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather see Kanye West.
He was 11. He was the runner. He was number 11.
Right. But I understand who put it out. I understand Vibe and Billboard, and I understand the optics of having a top 10 list without having one woman there.
Mm.
So I
and also I get this it. Is the thing too. Bars were a if you look at this top 10, maybe with the exception of a Snoop Dogg, right? Bars are relative. Well, let's go Snoop Dogg and let's say Pac. With the exception of Snoop Dogg and Tupac, bars are not necessarily their reasoning for doing it.
Well, let's keep it a buck. Rap is not a reason for doing it. Like, she bent the genre a lot, and she, she's not the biggest pop star on this list, but she was definitely a pop star.
So we're like, okay. We're okay with Nicki Minaj at number 10.
I get it. I get it. She's not on my top 10 list, but I understand for where this list, I get it. I'd rather see Kanye there, but
I would have loved to see Kanye there as well. But yes, for naming sake, I do believe for what she's done for the genre, what she has done, what you say, absolutely ushering in all of these girls who will look up to her as their standard of what music is. Some of it went wrong, some relationships went wrong, but we cannot deny that even the relationships that went wrong, they looked at her as what they needed to do to work in the, to get big in this business. Now,
yeah, who has more babies, her or Kanye West? Direct descendants of their style.
Well, the reason why that's tricky is because Kanye vampired a lot on his way through the door, on his way up the ladder.
Kanye? Really? Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, you have to think, man. Nicki people wanted to be like. Kanye would kind of get, he would utilize his what's next to him to move on. So the Travis Scotts, even the people, you know, the Pusha T's, the Consequences, the Commons,
Kid Cudi's,
the Big Sean's, all of these people. He
Drake to an extent.
Now, when you talk about people who are just part of a tree, you got to go Kanye's tree. His tree is ridiculous. Even down, you know, to, you know, like I said, it's so many. But strangely, I don't know. It's like none of the relationships are almost ending positive, right? None of them are leaving on a positive kind of space, you know? But I don't know. I guess I would have to say, I don't know. I almost want to say Nicki, because I almost feel like a lot of people have taken her blueprint and ran with it. I don't think a lot of people took Kanye's blueprint and ran with it. I think Kanye kind of used a lot of other people's mojo and just kind of, you know what I mean, navigated, made it look better than you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Correction, cool. Her pink print.
Ah.
See what I did there, huh?
So Snoop at number 9. Longevity, I don't think anybody can do, you know. I'm okay with Snoop at number 9.
Snoop is the most famous rapper in the world.
He's the yeah, I believe so. I want to look at the number 2 spot. 2 and 3. Okay, this is what.
No, let's spend a little time on Snoop though. Wait a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry.
A little time, come on. We got some time here. Let's spend some time here. Does he have the best body? Does he have the best album on the list?
Well, he has one classic album. And what I mean classic.
Category past classic? Is there another one? Like, I think classic is the kind of like a, is there like, can we coin another word?
For well, like this, a, well, okay.
Out of this world album, like a monumental, a Mount Rushmore.
Well, yeah, doggy, well, whatever that word would be, doggy style would be that.
Right.
He has that.
On this list because of that album.
Yeah, but remember, Snoop had some real good success in his third quarter. His career third. Remember, actually, to be truthful, now that I'm saying it, Snoop had real success on the first quarter of his career. He had some pretty damn good success on the second quarter with what Master P brought him to.
That was the dog father.
Yes, that was some pretty good success right there. His third quarter.
Okay.
His third quarter when he got with Pharrell, the dropping like the rhythm. Oh, the rhythm. Oh my God, my favorite. To me, that's my favorite album, to be honest with you. But the Snoop Dogg, I mean the Snoop and Pharrell, the Justin Timberlake record, the Drop It Like It's Hot, that was out of here. For a third quarter, for a third curtain call.
Right.
So now we're in the fourth. Now, I don't want to say the end, because this is definitely probably the fourth on to the remainder of his career.
Absolutely.
Still dropping records. Now the impact of these records are not as big, but with the first and a second and a third quarter like he scored, I'm not mad. You know, the only thing I would say,
Snoop breathes, he sweats hip hop. He is hip hop.
Yeah,
Snoop is hip hop. If an alien came down and landed a UFO in my backyard and he was like, yo, what is hip hop? I would have to just show him a picture of Snoop on my phone. This is hip hop.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Dog.
So
yo, he's the dog.
He's Calvin the dog.
Calvin Broadus is hip hop. Yeah, number nine.
And you know, his relationships are through the roof. His respect, the respect that everybody has for him is just admirable. And I just, you know, I have no complaint with him being within the top 10 as far as this criteria is concerned. Star power, he might have more star power than anybody on this fucking list, but
on this list.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna Snoop Dogg at number nine. We have Drake at eight. Young man. To me, I think Drake has one of the most promising careers going forward.
Amazing. Yeah.
Going forward, he has, because I laugh and joke and say, who is going to be able to do their which is interesting. Now that I look at this list for the most part, I was going to say, who can do their records into their 40s, 50s, and things of that nature, right?
He can do B-sides into his 40s and 50s.
I mean, yo, he's got some hits that'll, you know, some of those sing. Now, but it's the thing. To me, Drake, when he's rapping, man, I don't think it's nothing like him, bro. The nigga has the same conviction to me that Hove has.
Yes.
To me, nobody on this list besides Hove has the same conviction that Drake has. Meaning, what I'm saying is tied into how the world is moving. And what I'm saying is people are listening and dissecting. Remember, when a whole verse comes on, people are like, he said this and that means this. Was he talking about him? Was he talking about him? Anybody else on this list, they're not saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not saying that. Yeah. Pac was just so outright where if I'm talking about you,
Pac,
nigga, I'm talking to you. You know what I'm saying? So, him at the eight,
you know,
I would like to see
the difference between the difference between him and Hove is the classic albums. I don't think Drake has a classic album.
You don't think Take Care? I'm not Take Care.
I think that's why Drake is at number eight.
Well, I can say that.
And I'm trying to dissect. I'm trying to see why he's so low on the list. And that's where he's carried the genre. He's carried hip-hop.
Yeah, he's carried it. Yeah,
he is the statesman of hip-hop. He's put people on. Like there's a stimulus, like he's been nicknamed the stimulus package. You could put him on a song and then you have a career.
Yeah, that's true. That's a possibility. And
like, you know, I just don't think that he's in a playlist era where we can have a dope Drake playlist, but I don't think we could put a Drake album on and run through it. And I feel like that's why I'm not mad at him being at number eight.
Okay. We can leave that there. Now, this is where I think it gets a little... This middle space, to me, is where it gets really sticky. All right? Okay. Because Wayne at number seven. How do you feel about that?
I feel he's right where he needs to be. I feel like he's above his Young Money artist. First of all, I don't think that you could put Drake or Nicki above him. Right. I feel like he started rapping the earliest. Anybody else? When he came out with the Hot Boys, he was what, like 14? Or he was very young. He's almost like a child star.
Yeah, very young. He is. He's definitely a child star.
Right. Classic albums are lacking. But Wayne is a alien. When he raps and he's in his zone, the only person that is comparable to him is Andre 3000. I feel like when Wayne raps and he leaves Earth, the whole No Ceilings run, the whole the mixtape run. I think when Wayne raps, he leaves Earth. You know, when he's in his zone. Long, and honestly, he's been rapping. He might be rapping the longest. He might have the longevity too.
He's definitely yeah. been around the very, very, very long. I think he's had a birth and then a rebirth, no pun intended. And he's had a mean mixtape run. The album talk. I believe that first comeback with the Lollipop. What was that, Carter?
Carter three. Three.
Three.
Yeah.
Was it three? I was Carter three? Yeah. Three, so yeah. To me, that one is where I believe his star power was at the highest, at the height. But I can't say, this is the thing, as dangerous as he is, as important as he is, and as important as I know he is, I've never really bumped his albums in the car. It never really made it. And if they, I mean, I played them, but I'm not going back to any of them. I haven't gone back to any of them. And maybe it's just he's got so much work. So yeah, but I will agree that if Nicki is on here and Drake is in here, he does have to be. He is the predecessor. So he does have to have a spot there. So I'm okay with
him. And he'll cook anybody under him.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's true. He will cook.
If you get a rap compilation with the four MCs under with right. the three MCs
but
under
now,
him
but
with
now,
him on a song, he's gonna have the best verse.
But this is the thing: if you want to talk about babies,
Wayne got babies.
He's Littles. Got. He's the baby daddy
yeah.
of all yeah. of these niggas right here. So
yeah, yeah, and he's probably the best. He's probably the best A&R on this list.
Yeah, just the cultural influence alone and music, the influence of which
out of here.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll take a med set number six. Easy. The big fella, Notorious. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I would say this: very short career, extremely short.
Yeah,
two albums,
couple of freestyles.
They have tried to use and abuse this man's scrapings left over the best way they could, any way they could. So,
and I ain't mad at him for doing it, but we needed more. We needed more.
Yeah,
like the features. Like, this man hit. This is a reason why he's on this list. What he died? What, 30 years ago?
Yeah, 1997.
Right,
so close. So,
almost getting there. Yeah. And it's like his impact is still felt. It's like, yo, he hit every, like, I felt like he checks the most boxes of any MC on this list.
Really?
Storytelling, wordplay, do an R&B joint, impact, launch the label, he has the baby. He got people under him. Do I feel like he's too low? Personal, like any list that I'm going to put together, biggest one on my list. But that's a subjective list. 25 years later, for a list this big, I'm happy for where he is.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not. I think he is what a lot of people looked up to. I believe and his skill level is still extremely high. Like each one of those rhymes is just still, especially on the second album. The first album at times can somehow feel a little outdated sometimes, but that second album is just crispy clean from top to bottom. Two CDs worth of fire. To me, one of the greatest albums of all time. I'm okay with him. Well, I want him to be higher, but I get it. You know, for a short career, I would have said in the top five, but for a career that short, I'm okay with number six. I'll deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so
absolutely.
Five, Eminem. Okay, The numbers, the biggest selling rap artists of all time.
Diamond again.
I will say brought ushered in 50 in the whole unit and his contribution. As far as bars, you know how serious he takes them. If anybody on this list, more than anybody on this list, I think that he takes the bars the most serious out of anybody.
I would have to respectfully disagree. I feel like for every dope bar he has three whack bars.
I think I don't want to call them whack. I want to call them filler.
Whack. Yeah, filler bars. Like, we're talking about a man who rhymed, who rapped with a puppet on his arm, on his hand, rapped with different weird accents. Mr. TRL, I felt like he is the biggest pop star on this list. You know, he was a pop star. Like, at the end of the day, he rhymed for white suburban kids.
Oh, GB, that's a tough one. I think you can't, I don't think you can blame who took to him, you know, who he was rapping for, I don't want to say.
He dissed Christina Aguilera and NSYNC.
Okay. All right.
I digress.
Okay. I mean, so, okay. Do you think he should be higher? Are you saying, so should there be a replacement, maybe a 6 and 5? Should Biggie be, you know?
No, it's cool. He's
so
there.
Why is it cool?
I'm happy.
Cool, then?
There are necessary evils. And not to call Eminem evil. He's never done anything to me. But to hip hop, even if we took two steps backwards, he propelled the culture 4 or 5 steps forward. And he's always been a student of the game, and he's also been what's the word I'm looking for? He's been a champion.
Well, like I said,
his predecessors.
I do believe that he takes it seriously. I do believe he takes the game seriously. Now, and I would say maybe that happened a little more in the latter part of his career. He began to take the actual bars more serious. I think, you know, you had to break in. You know, you had to break in, and you know, Dr. Dre and him came up with that plan to kind of be more comedic and things of that nature. But I can't, you know, so that's maybe the first two albums or so. But for maybe album 3 and on, I think it became more about the actual rapping. So I believe Eminem could be on this list close to in the same way that Nicki Minaj approaches, you know, is on this list. You know, I think it's
right. It's an objective list. I'm not mad at it. I respect where they put them.
His numbers, you literally could put almost all of these niggas in one box and their numbers still are not.
Back them up.
All right. So, four, Mr. Shakur. Yeah. Oh, man. I don't know. Where do we even start here?
Let's start with body of work. Let's start with that boy rhymed a lot.
He rhymed a lot. How many of the albums are classic?
Machiavelli and Me Against the World.
Okay. Pox, to me, his persona is bigger than the work for me. Bigger than the work. Now, there are spurts, drops in the bucket that I cannot live without, and that hip hop cannot live without, and the genre cannot live without. He is part of the story. See, that's the thing too, right? How many of these artists are part of the story of rap music? To me,
icon.
Tupac might be more a part of the story than almost anybody. More than Big. Because
I'm more than Big.
Because now Biggie almost became a part of his story. You dig what I'm saying? Where now Biggie is almost synonymous, right, with him. They're one and the same. They're tied into each other's story. But he went out in such a fiery blaze, you know.
He lived in a fiery blaze. He
lived in a fiery blaze.
That's crazy.
But persona-wise, influence, cultural impact, more than
the movies. Movies. Yeah, he opened.
Yeah.
He opened the potential. There were people doing movies and different things like that, but he was doing movies.
Don't get me wrong. Your Mama's, Hail Mary's, there are some staple records that we cannot remove from this thing we call hip hop. Obviously, extreme body of work. He rapped a lot in a short period of time. So I will say that I needed to have him in front of somebody like Eminem and everybody else. Him being in front of Biggie, it hurts me a little bit, but I understand why. I don't like it because Biggie is so much more naturally talented. It's hard for me to see him not only one, but two spots in front of Notorious, but I do understand it. I get it.
Especially when it's Eminem in the middle of it.
Yes.
I take it.
Tupac's, his impact, I believe he's here for impact.
Absolutely.
More than anything. Anything you want to add to that? You want to add anything to this?
Moving past it. Respected. It's tough to start swallow. Not my list, but I respect it as I respect this list. So yeah.
Okay. Now, man. The craftsman himself at number three. The unsung hero of this thing we call rap music. Nasir Jones in at the number three spot. God is good. God's son is good. How do you feel about Nas at the number three spot?
Nas is the nicest MC on this list.
Yeah.
He makes you scrunch your face.
Yeah.
He makes you woo. He makes you start the verse over. He makes you stop what you're listening to, call somebody, tell him what you just heard, and he is the nicest. He is a street poet.
Yeah.
He's Nasir Jones, man. That's that dude. Like, he made me fall in love with hip hop. Nas made me feel like, okay, oh nah, this is what they can do. Like, when I was 10, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Made me listen to anything he ever done ever since then.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to say class, man. Class act. Oh. Boy. God, he's kind of like what? I don't know. He's kind of like what you would want at a job interview. Like, if you like, he's like the guy. If hip hop was going for a job, it would be like you would want Nas to walk in there for you. You know? God, just a class act. I mean, you know, a smidge, a little bit of late scandal in his life. Hopefully that wasn't a real thing, but. I say that to say the craft, man, his respect level for the craft. First of all, to me, he could have done Illmatic and walked away and said, I never want to do anything ever again in life. And I would probably still have him somewhere.
Yeah. He'll be fighting with Snoop somewhere.
Yeah. It was written.
Right up. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'd be up there. He'd be at the eighth spot.
But he followed it up.
He followed it up with
banger after banger after banger.
And It Was Written has some real shit on there. I think, and now his fourth quarter. God. His fourth quarter. He has one of the greatest.
It's Hit Boy Run.
What? Now, don't get me wrong. Number two. All right. But one and three. And to me, three. Three to me.
I'm okay with it.
Three. Yeah. King's Disease 3 to me is like, wow, my brother, I commend your attitude to the craft. And this is the thing, it's kind of the same vein as far as Busta and performing.
All right.
You're not gonna chase me out of this space. I am going to live in this space, and I am going to create. Because what was the biggest criticism of Nas on the come up?
I'm going to say his beat selection and performance.
Bodies put, first of all, he was a one album every couple of years, nigga. And he would go off and live and go off and do Nas things. And, you know, what Kendrick Lamar does now. Right? What Kendrick Lamar does now, he was doing then. So this is what I have to say. Nas is the class act. The overall talent of them all. His seriousness to the game. What he means to the game. It's beyond my words. Argument to me is, does Kendrick Lamar belong in front of Nasir Jones? That's the million-dollar question. And I want to know if you have an answer for me as far as that goes, GP.
I'm going to say yes. It's touchy, but I'm going to say yes because Kendrick doesn't miss. Kendrick is Steph Curry. He could shoot from anywhere at any time, and he's not going to miss. And what is he, four? I mean, if you want to say five, if you want to add Section 80 to it, he might perform. But if you want to go from to Mr. Morale, he's 4 for 4 classic albums. He doesn't miss. He takes his time, but he's efficient. He has taken storytelling to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. He is a Pulitzer Prize winner. He has 3 Grammys for Album of the Year on 4 albums. And the first one, and the fourth one that he didn't win for was maybe the biggest jip in Grammy history, and ultimately has ushered in the whole correction phase of the Grammys. I think Kendrick Lamar puts hip hop and catapults hip hop. Like, we're fine. We're gonna be okay with Kendrick being at number 2.
We gonna be all right.
We gonna exactly. be all right. And that's another thing. He checks all the boxes. Stadium records, storytelling, club records, features. He can do it all. Compilation joints. Carry the team. He's entering the second half of his career post Top Dog. I'm curious to see what the music is gonna be like, but nah, man, like Kendrick is that dude.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about this. So I might have to agree. I don't want to agree. I don't want to. Because I feel like Nasir Jones, I don't know. I just feel like he should be number 2. I feel like if this would have been the reverse, if he would have been number 2 and Kendrick was number 3, I would have been okay with that as well. What I do have to take into consideration is his hold on this generation. His hold on this generation is extremely strong in a time where that doesn't happen. Where to stop time, and Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper absolutely stopped me on that day and days. And I kind of feel like if it wasn't for, you know, Future's tricky album, it would be more of a clear favorite on the year. I think Future's album, you know, because it had some real international hits on it, it kind of shaded it a little bit. But if it wasn't for Future, if you maneuvered Future out of the way, Mr. Morale and the Big Stepper would be the clear favorite. It would be the you know, the front runner for sure. Even though I believe it's still there, but I do know Future kind of threw a little monkey wrench in there, because Future's album literally lasted a whole year.
Like, yeah, Rock. Yeah, he dropped it last year around this time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just cooked.
Literally worked the whole entire year through.
Still working
up till now. Mm-hmm. So, I don't like it. Because it's only Nasir. It's only because of Nasir. Like, you know,
okay.
But I understand it, and I don't think you can maneuver him past Hove. I believe Kendrick Lamar is exactly where he is supposed to be. So, GB,
right. I think there could be a strong case between the contemporaries. You see how close Jay-Z and Nas are. There's a big gap between Drake and Kendrick.
Well, this is.
Are you okay with that gap?
Well, I believe they hold very different purposes.
Yeah.
In this thing we call rap music. But similar, you know? What's so interesting is this, right? You would think that Drake may be the one that the other races would probably have more of a stake in. But I believe more of the other races have a stake in Kendrick. Because I believe, like, it's so pure hip hop to where, like, it's like a flagship for the, it's a flagship sound for the genre.
What is art?
Yeah, yeah. And I believe
more art that, in this, you know,
Drake is just a master at making records overall, any kind, whatever you need. If you want me to do a UK grime record, I'm going to kill it. If you want me to do a singing record, I'm going to kill it. If you want me to do just a bar record, I'm going to kill it. I just think he's the biggest overall artist. I mean, I don't think anybody has the versatility of
Is Drake more important to music as a whole? Just the way you said that, I feel like Drake passed the stimulus package. He's a stimulus package almost for genres of music. Dance, as of recently, he kind of paved, I'm not going to say he paved the way, but he loosened up the gravel a little bit for Beyonce to rock. He was the first person, he was the first American, kind of, not even American, he was the first non-African doing Afrobeats.
I mean, yeah, you know, he, like I said, ushered in the UK grime. He, you know, but that's them Toronto niggas. Them Toronto niggas.
UK grime, which turned into.
Yeah. Yeah. Those Toronto cats are really, it's kind of like how Brooklyn is, right? If you go to Brooklyn, you're going to find every fucking thing that there is in Brooklyn. You're going to find Rastas, you're going to find Africans, you're going to find the Italians, you're going to find whatever you're
looking for. Some Russians over there.
Some Russians over there, some Chinese.
Yeah, there'll be some Turkish cats. Chinese. A little bit of everything. Right.
The bridge.
So you think if Drake was on this show right now and we issued him a challenge, like, yo, can you make country pop? You think that he could make country music pop?
I think he could. Well, this is the thing. I think he could because, listen, remember, what country music has some of... Country music has... Okay, country music, the lyrics are all very, very strong. If you were to take any country music song, their concepts of songs are always really good. Like the way their songs are written, there's always some kind of ill-ass concept to them. The ones that go over the fence, that pop. I think he could be one to, you know, maybe find a way to bring it to our level. But I tell you this, G,
put a little seasoning on it.
We have hashed out the top 10 of this list. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. We've gotta do this again. This is my guy, GB. So, guys,
anytime.
Odd.
Yeah, check.
I don't think anybody's better. All right. Thank you, GB. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. Cool.